to the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 69. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the third, let's say it's the Halloween Spooktacular Part 3. How's that sound? Just because I don't know, just keep it going. See how long I can keep this going until it gets old. It's probably too old right now anyway, but fuck it, you know. I don't know. Gotta do it anyway. Otherwise, I can do the fucking LOLs fucking episode 69 thing. You know, make the obvious jokes about, I don't know, upside down fucking, I don't know, you get it, 69, look it up, kids. I won't make that joke. I'll avoid that because that's, you know, that's a cheap low blow, but I'll encourage you to, go to your local porn site of choice and just look up some videos of hermaphrodites fucking each other, you know, at the same time, like two of, you know, hermaphrodites, the fucking, you know, have a dick and a fucking vagina. I mean, fucking, you see them, two of them fucking each other at the same time. Look those up. I mean, it's pretty pretty educational, and you might just get a little bit jealous, and that shit'll blow your mind. Pretty good. But anyway, fucking, oh Christ, yeah, I'm back to my usual grind, and I hate grinding in life and video games too. To keep it topical, you know, vacation's officially over, so it's just, you know, back to doing the same fucking garbage again and again, and just fucking sucks because every day is the same. But you know, these fucking games I'm playing here, they don't pay for themselves. You know, the fucking companies don't send them to me for free. I mean, it was my fucking early copy, but you know, I got to feed my addiction fucking one way or another. So what you got to do, I guess. But you know, plus I have a feeling if I fucking, you know, just going by that past week there, and you can probably tell it's fucking from like, you know, the last episode and this one, just in my voice how I fucking sound pretty much. You know, I have a feeling if it wasn't fucking pretty much forced to fucking get out of the fucking house every now and then, you know, I'd probably be fucking dead within a month of just fucking just general rot of fucking just fucking, you know, sitting in a room, fucking not moving at all, chain smoking, and, you know, my usual fucking garbage diet and shit. Yeah, I mean, I'd give myself like a month or so before I was fucking dead. But you know, after that, you know, after that, just that fucking 1 week is it, you know, the overflowing fucking pile of empty pizza boxes stacked up in the corner, and they're all fucking just like sliding off each other and like fucking on the floor. I'm just fucking, I'm not, you know, what do I care? So I'm not gonna fucking clean that shit up. You know, I think I wore the same fucking pair of pants, like fucking pair of jeans. I'm just like, whatever, they're jeans, they're fine, you know, I'll wear a pair of jeans for a few days in a row. Then I'm like, fucking, like, I think I wore it for like, I don't know, 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 days or some shit. Just fucking, just like, man, these fucking pants are pretty fucking nasty. Stiff at that point, like fucking stiff as a fucking board. You know, it's just like, yeah, I'll barely fucking breathe. You know, fucking just like sitting in the room, fucking fishbowl the fucking cigarette smoke, and, you know, probably gained the good, like, you know, a good 10 pounds on vacation. You know, a lot of people say that too. It's like, I go on vacation, I gain weight, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, normal people go to like fucking wherever, you know, fucking Hawaii or some shit, or like fucking, like, you know, Disneyland or fucking like wherever the fuck people go, some weird fucking exotic place or whatever. They're just fucking like, oh, I gained a bunch of weight because I was, you know, eating more than I usually do and fucking like whatever. And it's like, I was eating what I usually eat, probably less, but I just fucking like didn't move at all for like 7 days. You know, just fucking at this point, I was fucking grabbing my fucking back fucking fat rolls and just telling myself how much of a fucking sack of shit I am. But anyway, it was fun, is what I'm trying to say. Really fun. But now I'm back in the fucking shit. Back in the weeds, so... back in the jungle. So, you know, let's talk about some games, I guess, because... that's what we're here for. So, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this game. It's kind of like a little indie. I mean, fucking... you know, I heard some hype about it and, you know, on fucking Twitter and like my little circles, but, one called Doom 4. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of it, but I'll enlighten you about, the new Doom game. It's pretty good. I'm still pretty fucking obsessed with Doom. I mean, with this fucking multiplayer in particular. I've put like over fucking 50 hours into the fucking game at this point. It's become one of those things where, and now I'm fucking looking, I'm pulling it up, just fucking like, what do I want to play? And it's fucking like, oh, that's my fallback, fucking Doom, go play fucking Doom multiplayer. And just like, you know, I'm looking at the fucking achievement list or whatever and thinking like, well, you know, I have all the fucking multiplayer achievements done, obviously, and fucking, you know, all the hard ones are done, as I went through on fucking like hard and shit and went through like, there's a cool mode in there too where it's you know, that they've, you know, they got the normal, like, you know, difficulty levels, hard, fucking whatever. I went on the, like, the hardest, like, normal one and fucking beat it and like whatever, and there's like a couple after that. One's like Nightmare, which is just like, I think that's like, you know, real fucking tough. Like, you know, a couple hits, you're fucking dead. And then there's one after that, and, called Ultra Nightmare, I think. They almost, it's like fucking like, they do like a permadeath thing where it's fucking like the game is still like really hard. If you get hit a fucking couple times, like you die, you know? But, once you die, you're done. You know what I mean? Fucking, you die, you've been fucking, your game's over, you know? And then it it's like a, I think it's like a leader, maybe a leaderboard or whatever. I'm not really sure, but fucking, you'll see like other, like, it's almost like Dark Souls or something where you'll see like other players, you know, real life fucking players that were playing when they were online, like fucking, their little, gamer tags, whatever, fucking Steam fucking names. Or whatever the fuck, they'll just be like, you know, at the spot where they died, and it says like, you know, whatever, you know, Sister Fister fucking 69 fucking, a little icon and saying like fucking, you know, died here, like fucking, you know, gravestones almost of just fucking like, you know, what killed him. And it's pretty cool. You know, so I played through that, like one of the achievements again. I don't really fucking normally give a fuck about achievements, but just fucking looking at them, it's like one was like, oh, I get past the first level of the game on that mode of Ultra Nightmare, and just like I did that and I'm like fucking, oh, I blew right through it. I mean, I fucking played through even the campaign at this point like 3.5 times or whatever, so it's like fucking do that and just fucking like, you know, I just usually don't give a fuck, you know, don't give a fuck about achievements, especially fucking Steam, any of them, but fucking Steam achievements, and just, you know, I haven't given a fuck about that in a long time. I don't know, it's just something about fucking Doom, just, sucked me in hard, and I'm kind of obsessed about it at this point. It's just fucking like, I mean, it's something, you know, I play a fucking lot of games, obviously, but fucking, it hasn't happened in a fucking while. I've just, you know, wanting to stick with fucking, like, one game, you know what I mean? And just fucking, like, oh, I'll play this till it's fucking, like, completely played out. I'm just like, oh, I'll have this, like, again, if I have playing something, it's fucking, like, all right, done with that for the day, or just whatever, take a fucking break, and just, like, I could just fucking play Doom fucking multiplayer, you know? You know, I was like looking, like trying, like actively, like trying. I'm like fucking, like, ah, you know, battle. Well, I want to do that, like Battlefield, like, you know, take the time to fucking master Battlefield 1 this time, you know, because I played like 4 or whatever, and you get into it, and it's like, ah, this is good, and oh, if I stick with it, I can get good at it, and blah blah blah, and just like, you know, it's this fucking, even like, you know, Battlefield 1, and just fucking like, you know, it's a good game and shit, and just fucking, you know, same with like Titanfall 2, and just, you know, when you plan, like I want to plan to fucking stick with this game, and fucking, it's just one of those things you can't really force, you know, just fucking, you know, again, Titanfall and Battlefield, really good fucking games, and they're, you know, and they're newer and fucking, like, whatever. More fucking people playing them, and just, like, you know, more, hype and whatever, people talking about it, and, than Doom at this point. But just, I don't know, just Doom, just fucking, that's the game that's fucking just, you know, kind of, like, speaks to me. I mean, you know, even, yeah, even when it first came out, I was just like, ah, oh, this is really good, and just, like, whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know why, you know, again, people were kind of shitting on the multiplayer from fucking day one, and just, I was just like, I know, I like this, this is cool, and, like, whatever, and just fucking, you know, played it for, you know, quite a bit, and then fucking, like, I was just like, oh, this is awesome, and then fucking, like, whatever, just kind of, like, did something else, and it's fucking, like, for whatever reason, just, like, that's, it just calls to me. I'm just fucking, like, you know, what should I play, and just fucking, again, I have a million fucking games, but it's just fucking, like, that I haven't played, but it's just fucking, like, ah, you should probably play Doom, you know, almost like I'm possessed by the, by a Caco demon or something. But yeah, I mean, I've just been fucking spending hours and hours in fucking multiplayer, just fucking, you know, team deathmatch over and over again, just I keep hearing, you know, even fucking now it's coming up with the other shooters, and every now and then people will mention, like, oh yeah, Titanfall, fucking Battlefield, fucking Call of Duty, like, whatever, throw Overwatch in there, I guess. I'm just talking, like, you know, good shooters that came out this year, and just you know, so still you hear, like, fucking, oh, you know, someone, oh, don't forget about Doom, but then they're like, oh, yeah, the game with a great, great campaign, oh, too bad the multiplayer was shit, though, and just fucking, or you hear, like, oh, the multiplayer is dead. I mean, that's the word on the street. It's just fucking, like, oh, nobody plays it, like, fucking, I've heard, like, people, oh, especially on PC, nobody plays it anymore, it's fucking, oh, it's dead, it died out in, like, a week, no, you know, people stopped playing it, and just, not true. Not true, any of it. Don't believe what you hear. Even, like, especially if I play, like, during, like, on a Sunday or something, and it's fucking, like, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people here, you know what I mean? It's like, and you get the good mix of, like, a lot of people who are maxed out, and, versus, like, you know, brand new people, like, going in for, like, the first time, or they've only played a couple hours, so it's cool just to have, like, that mix of just after this game's been out, like, for 6 months or whatever. Definitely not dead. You know, just so fucking fun. I mean, you know, it's dead, but yeah, there's always fucking multiple games going on, even when I'm, you know, searching for fucking matches on my, like, fucked up schedule, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, another one of these, go fuck yourself fucking internet deals, I guess. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you'll see a lot of the fucking same names playing and shit. Sometimes the rooms aren't fucking, you know, it may not be in a full game with fucking the full 16 players or whatever, but it's just like, you know, so fucking what? I mean, sometimes you do, like, whatever, but I mean, you don't really need fucking 4 people to play a game, you know, of the Doom multiplayer. I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, you want fucking, you know, more the merrier. You can fucking get kills and shit, more people you can kill or get killed by or whatever, but it's just, yeah, it works fine. It's fucking, like, 2-on-2 game too, you know what I mean? Just, like, 2-on-2 team death matches, you know, that's still a fucking blast, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, more, it's just more people, the more, like, chaos and shit, obviously, but seriously, works fucking perfectly fine with fucking 2, like, 2-on-2, like, whatever. I mean, yeah, Grant, no, it's having a lot of fucking fun with it. And granted, yeah, I seem to do a lot better at it than most of the other fucking online games I play for whatever reason. And my fucking, like, strategy in fucking Doom is fucking usually just to fucking run around with a combat shotgun. You know what I mean? Just fucking run around and do that, and with combat shotgun, like, up close, and, like, a pistol, like, fucking, like, you know, for range or whatever. There's nothing fucking, like, special. Just but the key is the fucking combat shotgun, because you always hear, I always hear fucking people, like, dude, oh yeah, that fucking, the super shotgun, oh man, what a fucking awesome, you know, that's the classic Doom weapon. It's like, no, the fucking, that's the fucking beginner's trap. It's the combat shotgun. It's all about the super shotgun, that's the fucking, the noob, you know, the noob fucking, the ones that noobs love, who's like, oh, you know, it's double the fucking power, like, whatever. It's like, yeah, you get a, you know, two barrels in the fucking super shotgun, but it also takes, like, twice as long to fucking like load, you know, reload. So it's like if you miss that, you're fucked. I mean, the combat shock is just fucking like real quick. I don't know. I just like the way it fucking feels a lot better. But you get a lot of fucking shitty people who fucking play, and you can tell like struggling. You see people fucking just like standing there, moving their feet, but they're just looking around and just like, you know, they'll run or whatever, and you know, they have a hard time like controlling it or whatever, and they fucking like stop, and like you see them like using like the mouse or whatever, like looking around, like trying to aim. So, people who aren't necessarily like really good at fucking shooters is what I'm saying. Fucking looks like, oh, I mean, these people are really fucking new to this shit, apparently, and they're playing on a mouse and keyboard, which, yeah, I mean, I was playing fucking Battlefield 1 before I got on, and it's fucking just like, that game you can tell is just like, that's meant for like a mouse and keyboard, like being precise. It's like, I'm playing with a fucking controller, and like, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage, or like, you know, and then like other games are like, feel really good with the fucking controller. I was like, the auto aim they fucking do, or like whatever, like fucking Titanfall 2 feels fucking amazing with the controller. Like, it feels fucking great. I've never felt like fucking like, oh, you know, because they have a fucking, not on a fucking mouse or whatever, I'm at a disadvantage. Or, you know, same with Doom. Doom's just like so good about, just the way the maps are fucking like designed and shit, and just fucking like, it's very just like, more just movements like fucking almost as important, you know what I mean? It probably is equal about fucking like moving and strafing as fucking like, you know, shooting and, you know, like double jumping and shit. So like, because that's the case, it's fucking like just that's what like evens the playing field. It's not just fucking, you know, running in a fucking down a fucking corridor and you know what I mean, like just twitch like fucking like head to like how fast can you fucking headshot somebody. I mean, there is that, but it's fucking just like, oh, you can fucking just dodge and shit, double jump out of the way and all that bullshit. I think that's what evens it, because those are the two games where I'm like fucking like, no, this feels like fucking, I don't give a fuck if anybody's using a mouse and keyboard or whatever, like this fucking, those games feel great with the controller. But Doom, which really just the little things. I mean, like after a match they show like the top three players, and those players have, like, you know, they give you a few seconds, you can do, like, taunts and shit, and just fucking, you know, fucking, like, whatever, like, fucking, you know, point at somebody, or just do, like, the fucking, like, crotch chops and fucking, like, whatever, just, like, dumb shit, you know what I mean? And I noticed they stole that shit for Infinite Warfare's multiplayer. I was like, oh, the top three, and fucking, like, you know, just fucking stupid, like, military dudes, like, standing there, but... and it's fucking like, oh, salute. I mean, they show there's some like dumb shit you can unlock, but it's fucking just like most people just like stand there, don't do anything. I'm just fucking like, you know, they're military dudes, just fucking, they're like whatever, they have like robots and shit. But Doom's a riot because everyone's just like the stupid like fucking like knight armor on. I look like a fucking stupid fucking demon and shit, and fucking headbanging and jumping up, clicking my heels, and it's just like, yeah, real dumb. Like, you know what I mean? It's real funny. Like break dancing, doing like a fucking like jig. It's like, yeah, that's pretty funny. And just a bunch of like hundreds, yeah, there's hundreds of them you can fucking choose from, and just fucking, you know, teabagging and shit, and just dancing and all that bullshit. You know, they're all fucking like super. You can tell they're like super like fluid, professionally motion captured, and it looks like, you know, like real looking fucking animations. It's just fucking like, you know, you just tell it's fucking, you know, it's just a real fucking dumb, you know, real dumb and fucking funny, just seeing like, the, you know, robots and like knights and shit, and just, you know, fucking, you know, they have all this awful colored whatever, like, you know, neon yellow and fucking green like armor and shit, and just like really goofy in a fucking good way. It's fucking just, you know, again after a fucking match, a death match, it's fucking like, oh, these are the top three players, and they're just fucking like doing all this dumb shit. It's really, really funny. It's like, no matter like how mad you get, it's fucking like, oh, it's funny, you know. Yeah, I mean, just getting, I mean, the way the game is, it's just a lot about, you know, getting to know the maps, where the fucking weapons are, where the fucking power-ups spawn, and just really fucking simple, quick, fucking twitchy shooter. Then there's all, you know, then they get all these, like, layers to learn on top of it, of just fucking, you know what I mean, there's a lot of even, like, starting weapons to choose from, but they're all, like, really balanced, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it just, whatever. Just, and, you know, again, you find, just find the fucking power-ups on the map. I mean, you know, get a fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you'll be running around, you hear a fucking chainsaw. Like, how the fuck did the guy get a fucking chainsaw? And you get a fucking chainsaw in the back, and you're pissed about it at first. Like, dude, that cheap motherfucker, like, right, you know, running around with a fucking chainsaw. And it's like, hey, you know what? I want a fucking chainsaw, too. And just, you know, at that point, you know where it is in the fucking level. Then you play, you know, play it a couple times. You fucking like, oh, there it is over there. Or you get a, you know, as you, or you just fucking run around and fucking find it. Or you can get a perk that, it's not really, they're not really perks. They're like almost like, again, just compare it to other games, like almost like the burn cards in fucking like Titanfall. You just get like this random garbage that fucking, again, it's not like fucking doesn't really, give you like a huge advantage of fucking like, oh, I got this whatever fucking temporary thing that fucking, you know, everybody gets like whatever. It's all this fucking just, you know, random like little perks. But one of them is fucking like, oh, you know, it shows you where the fucking weapons are on the map. You know what I mean? Or it gives you like a countdown timer to how long it's going to before like it respawns or whatever. So it's like, oh, you get that. It's like, oh, okay. Well, this is, that's where that is. That's where that is. So eventually, you know, the fucking map, you know, anyway, you do that, and then fucking it's like, oh, I get pissed, I'm gonna get a, you know, I get a fucking, like, chainsaw, but then it's like, fucking, like, ah, it's still pretty cool, you know, cool, fucking, like, gory, like, fucking death animation, but then it's like, again, when you have it, and it's fucking like, oh, this is awesome, and I'm fucking running around with the chainsaw, like, hacking people up, and, just, again, just fucking, like, fun shit, dude, it's just really fun. I ended up fucking, again, I've been playing it for fucking so much, I ended up fucking, getting the season pass for it, and again, I'm hearing another thing everybody fucking bitching about that in general, and fucking in this game in particular, because they're like fucking like, oh, they're gonna do all this fucking what multiplayer DLC, nobody plays the fucking, you know, multiplayer is dead, fucking, oh, where's my whatever single player campaign, like, add on, and just like, you know, people bitching about fucking like, oh, people are gonna pay for maps and shit, and fucking, you know, I was thinking just like, ah, it's only, you know, only gonna be good for like, I mean, what they do when you buy it was like whatever, like $20 or some shit, and just fucking like, but I mean, besides like even the maps again or any of that, it's fucking like, oh, there's new, you know, new armor and just like whatever, new weapons and that shit. I'm like, yeah, well, I kind of want to try them again. Everything's pretty fucking balanced, but it's fucking like, ah, cool, you know, some new shit and fucking new, like, demons, too. I mean, that's the other thing, too, the fucking, the demon runes or whatever you pick up, you turn into a fucking demon, that's like, oh, you know, buy the fucking multiplayer DLC, and you get fucking, like, these two new demons to fucking pick from, again, fucking, just not, it's not like fucking, it's the other thing, people act like, oh, it's just fucking, whatever, overpowered or whatever, not balanced. Oh, it's totally fucking balanced, like, probably the most balanced and the best fucking easiest to use fucking demon you can use, the fucking, the very first one in the fucking, you know what I mean, in the game. And after that, it's all this kind of like specialized, it's fucking like, oh, I gotta get up close to people, I gotta do like some special shit to get fucking kills with the thing. But whatever, I bought the fucking the DLC and just fucking again, just thinking like, oh, I'm gonna get these fucking new maps, but, you know, I'm not probably not gonna be able to fucking play on them because of the people who are playing, like, you know, how many people are gonna buy the fucking the DLC maps or whatever. But totally not how the fucking the DLC fucking works. So you know, once again, the fucking angry fucking bitchy faggots online don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because how I think it works, as far as I can tell, again, I could fucking look it up, I don't fucking know, just fucking, me just playing the game, but, how I think it works is as long as one person in the lobby has the DLC, I think everybody in the lobby can fucking play on those maps, fucking, you know, regardless of fucking whatever, if they, you know, bought it or not, like, it's fucking like, oh, so one person has it, so it's like, whatever, everybody can play on the fucking maps, so, like, that's fine. So it's either that or fucking every fucking person who plays online, like, fucking also bought it, because, you know, I've definitely been playing on fucking new maps, and every game I play, just fucking, like, oh, I haven't seen this one, like, fuck, I don't remember that when the fucking the game launched, so, So the options there anyway, unless it's, I don't know, okay, it could just be, again, it could just be fucking like free for those, the free maps they fucking put out. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure those are the DLC maps, but as long as somebody has them in the lobby, everybody gets to play them. So that's pretty cool too. Yeah, the two demons, the two new ones that come with the DLC. I mean, they're both fucking awesome. I mean, this is the fucking, the Kakko demon. That's been my fucking favorite Doom enemy fucking forever. And, that's the fucking giant, like, ball. It's almost like a, what the fuck is it? From, like, Dungeons and Dragons, the Beholder. It's just like a floating fucking, like, meatball. almost the fucking giant eye and a big mouth. And he fucking, shoots fucking energy balls from his fucking mouth. And then fucking, when you're playing with the multiplayer, you can do that. Or if you fucking target somebody, you can, shoots out a long fucking tongue and wraps them up. You can fucking eat people with them. It's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? It's fucking, that's fucking pretty funny. And it's, you know what I mean? It's funny and it's fucking fun and it's useful. It's a good fucking attack. And then there's a fucking, something called the Harvester. It's fucking just like a big, like tall, lanky fucking floating dude. And just, almost like he's like a mage, like a glass cannon fucking mage. It just fucking like shoots out energy from his fucking eyes or whatever. He also got the fucking thing from fucking Pan's Labyrinth with the fucking eyes on his hand or whatever. Oh, he's pretty cool. I mean, fucking, you know, it's, you know, again, and it's totally not, oh, we got this, I don't got it, dude. Fucking totally, you know, it's not a fucking pay to win thing. Again, he's the, you know, the first fucking demon that's fucking there. So, you know, the Revenant, I mean, it's just fucking rack up a fucking, just as many, if not more, fucking kills them. Fucking easiest to use and shit. But, and again, you have a few new weapons you got. And, like, grenades or whatever. Or one grenade, I think. Maybe two. I only use the one. But, the weapon I use is the fucking, the pistol. I used to run around with the three-shot burst rifle. I used that for a while. I just fucking used that, again, for, like, fucking, like, medium to long-range fights. And, you know, people are fucking trying to snipe you and shit. And if you're good, you can fucking, like, I can move fucking more than them. You know what I mean? And fucking get like, so I always gravitate towards, like, the three-round burst guns. So that's what I was using fucking at first, and then, but yeah, I mean, again, it's fucking, so they're all fucking, like, balanced and shit, so it's just, it is fucking crazy just how well they made fucking, like, all these, like, crazy fucking weapons, and, you might get killed a bunch of the fucking, you know, a certain gun or a fucking grenade, and just thinking, like, oh, well, that's obviously the fucking overpowered one, because that dude killed me, like, 100 times with it, and fucking, like, that must be the easy fucking, easy meta fucking use this loadout to win type of deal. But you know, then you fucking try it and it's like, oh no, it's pretty hard to use. And you know what I mean? Or you gotta, you know, just it takes like a certain play style, the fucking the way you gotta use it to get a kill with it or whatever. So yeah, that's another retarded this is gonna be Mythbusters fucking Doom edition. I'm just, you know, just dispelling all the Doom myths on the internet about Doom multiplayer, because that, you know, it's another fucking retarded fucking myth I can tell you is not true. I mean, you keep hearing just fucking, you know, not a fucking, you know, it's like, Doom is fucking, this great arena. It's not a fucking arena shooter, because, you know, people don't start with the same weapon, and it's fucking like, you know, oh yeah, totally fair. Somebody shot me with a fucking rocket launcher. I only had a fucking, like, pistol, like, whatever. It's just like, they're fucking, it's balanced the way it is. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking the rocket launcher isn't fucking like you'd expect, like a fucking pickup rocket launcher from fucking like old Doom, you know, or fucking like Halo, like the Halo rocket launcher. You're just getting, you shoot it once, you get like a fucking like multi, you know, kill like five people or whatever. They balance everything, so it's fucking like, oh, you know, you get a direct hit with it, it does quite a bit of damage, you know, but it's fucking slow, it's hard to hit people, and, or it's good for, like, fucking, if you get groups fucking grouping up, it's fucking like, oh, you do, like, splash damage, but that's not gonna, like, you know, it's not, like, fucking over, everything's fucking, like, just balanced so fucking well. And, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, the rocket launcher, you know, it's not fucking, I don't fucking use it, it's not a good weapon at all, unless you fucking master it, you know what I mean? You know, and I can usually, you know, like, 99% of the, you know, whatever, I mean, fucking, unless somebody's really good with it, but, I mean, I can usually fucking murder someone with a fucking pistol, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, people just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, pretty much, just how to sum that up. But The only thing that really, really pisses me off about the game is you get, like, fucking, it's kind of outside the game, I guess, but it's just, like, you get these, you know, you get the fucking, the four or the five fucking faggots that fucking, you know, they have to ruin it for, ruin the game for fucking everybody else, and just, like, almost every fucking day, like, you know, I start playing and just, again, there'll be a couple different games going on, just fucking, like, ah, oh, whatever, fucking, you know, random fucking people there, again, just, pretty varied, just, you know, what level they are. It's all, you know, the level is not like, it's not like a skill level. It goes up and down again. It's just fucking just whatever, game level and, you know, whatever. I'm like fucking like prestige 3, like, you know, level like whatever the fuck, like 20, like whatever. Then you'll see people, you know, a couple of them are maxed out and just fucking like, oh, I have some new people. One guy is fucking leveled up once and just fucking, you know, just a. One guy's fucking prestige 5 and, you know, whatever. It's fucking, like, a real mix of people fucking playing. As well, some people are really good. Some people, like, really suck. You know, like I was saying earlier, like, fucking, like, you can tell they can barely control anything. But, you know, just fucking, so sometimes I'm the fucking asshole that keeps going, you know, I'm the fucking guy people are probably, like, pissed about because I'm going, like, fucking, you know, 23 and, like, 2 or some shit and just fucking murdering some like, everybody. And, it's, you know, sometimes I can't get a fucking kill and just, like, you know, I'm fucking, like, whatever, I'm fucking, like, 3 and, like, 25 and shit and just, but, you know, but after every match is fucking done, I mean, the game, it does a fucking great job of just fucking, like, all right, you know, who's in the top, like, whatever, the two top players, like, all right, I'll separate them, and just fucking, like, whatever, just, like, really mixing the teams up, to even it up as best they can for the next match, and mixing shit up, mixing the teams up. So it's usually fucking, you know, again, the, you know, lowest scorer, fucking the guy with the least amount of kills will get, they'll get put on the same team with the guy with the highest amount of kills, you know, and like that, you know, that type of thing. It seems like, I mean, it's, unless it's just like completely random, I don't know. That's what it seems like they're doing, going by like score and shit. So, I mean, again, it was, I always start off and it's fucking like, oh, it's nice. This is fucking great. This system, it keeps everything balanced. I mean, again, it seems like everybody's having fun. Even the people who are doing bad are sticking around for like a few games and shit. And just, then you get this fucking, this group of queers that just fucking show up and just, again, like almost every day, like fucking like four of them fucking just like, oh, they're all these guys all fucking maxed out levels and shit, and they're all fucking, they've got to be partied up because they're always on the same fucking team match after match, and just, you know, again, after like fucking like five games, I'm like, dude, this sucks, like fucking, you know, it's getting like the games aren't closed, this team's fucking blowing out the other team, and just, check out their fucking Steam profiles to make, you know, make sure they're all, you know, what do you know, they're all on each other's fucking friends list and shit, and just, like, dude, it's just, you know, it's not like fucking, like, oh, you know, they're fucking, it's not like fucking, oh, you know, oh, wow, these guys are really good, they're fucking, like, pros or anything like that, it's just fucking, like, it's just they're all playing like absolute fucking like queers. I mean, they're just fucking like running around fucking like ass to ass. I mean, fucking, you know, again, they're all fucking max levels. They've all played for fucking like hundreds of fucking hours. You know what I mean? So they, at that point, they know, they all know fucking exactly where fucking, where all the power weapons are, where all the fucking, you know, power ups are, like quad damage and that shit. And just like, so, I mean, that's like the strategy, you know, and again, they don't think they're great, they're that great, but it's fucking, you get like four or five people just running ass to ass. And they're all fucking probably on mics, like talking, and probably, again, they're definitely fucking partied up anyway, and just fucking, you know, just fucking, you never get to one of those deals, is fucking, you never get to fight fucking one of them, because, you know, you just start, you know, start shooting them, and it's fucking, like, immediately fucking, you get shot in the back by, like, two of their fucking butt buddies, and fucking, who are, like, in a corner or some bullshit. Again, they're not really, you can't really camp in this game, you gotta be fucking moving and, you know, keep getting, like, armor or whatever, but it's just fucking just like, oh, I mean, they're grouped up, and there's probably, you know, somebody's, well, watch 6 o'clock, and just fucking, like, you know, just being fucking queers, just fucking, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I get that's how you play the fucking game. In most fucking team deathmatch games, you're supposed to fucking work as a team and go for, like, power weapons and all that shit, but you had fucking four fucking faggots on a fucking team working together versus, like, the other team of just fucking random people. And again, some of them are just fucking like learning, people, they're just like, they're level one or whatever. They're just fucking like learning, or they can't really fucking play shooters at all. Like, and they're just fucking trying to fuck around. And yeah, I mean, again, you get fucking like an average fucking four people who fucking like know the maps and shit. And then they're fucking used to playing with each other. And, it's just fucking no chance for the other team. I mean, they're just fucking getting murdered. So, the fag team's like constantly winning fucking 75 to fucking like 10 or whatever. And they're probably just like, oh man, well, we're really good and fucking, in chat and probably like freaking out and fucking being fucking military fucking tryhards and fucking shit and just fucking like, oh, I'm fucking so good at Doom, bro. And just, meanwhile, everybody else is fucking, after a while, it's fucking, you see people just fucking like, all right, they'll disappear from the room, try to find another game, and fucking like, they'll end up back in the same one because whatever. And just fucking, eventually just people start like quitting because it's just like, fuck those homos, I've been there. I mean, I don't know if I've talked about my glory days, my fucking Red Faction guerrilla heyday, when I was at the peak of my game or not. I mean, it's fucking Red Faction guerrilla. Another game was fucking like, not the most popular fucking multiplayer game, obviously, and just, but it was really fun and fucking, I was at the fucking, the top, I was in the on the leaderboards and, Xbox Live. I was in the top 10 in the world, and fucking just, what happens again is fucking you stop playing with a bunch of people, and then a few of them fucking party up that are, towards the top of the leaderboard, and then it's fucking like, you get up there, and then it's like, then they end up sending you like fucking like friend requests, and they're like fucking like, oh, hey, you know what I mean, you see, you're on the, you play a lot, you're on the top of the leaderboard, let's fucking, party up or whatever. And just, so what you get is like, the top fucking players, who've played the most of the fucking game, and just, they're running around. I've done it, and I'm just fucking, again, it's not that I was fucking like the most like pro, like fucking whatever, but it's fucking just like, I know this game like inside and out, so you know what I mean, I know fucking pretty much like where you can go and like fucking like what to do and in what situation, and just fucking then again, you get fucking full team versus random people, and they don't really stand a chance, because I've been on that side. And that's just what ends up fucking killing a game with, it doesn't have like a huge population. It's just fucking like, why are you doing that? I mean, it's like, hey, great, you're the top five fucking Doom 4 players in the fucking world, and and just, of like the whatever, a couple hundred that are fucking playing like regularly or whatever, it's like, cool, it's how about you like don't party up like fucking fags, and maybe like, you can play with each, play at the same time and shit, you can be in the fucking like party chat or whatever, just don't be in a party, because there's only a few games going on at a time, and just fucking like, if you guys are good, why don't you like just go in and get split up and get like auto balance on different teams and shit, and you can fucking have fun playing each other rather than fucking like, oh, lol, we fucking went and fucking whatever, rolled through and fucking like, whatever. And again, I know it's fucking really, really not that satisfying, just fucking playing and just fucking like destroying like over and over again. It's fucking just like, yeah, cool, but this is, gets old. But I don't know. That's when I try to fucking find the fucking faggot free fucking lobbies. And again, sometimes you get the other games happening, and for everybody else is fucking like leaving those guys' games. Sometimes it's fucking like, that fucking queer party will show up again, and fucking like, people start leaving, and then, yeah, then at that point, I either say fuck it and stop playing, or, every now and then, the good thing is fucking like, if you are on the other side of that, you're on the random team versus these fucking four or five fucking faggots playing together, it's fucking, they'll play and fucking whatever, they'll win like four or five games in a row, and then like immediately fucking like whatever, if you get matched up with other people who are better than them, randomly, just fucking like, I'm on, I'm decent, this fucking couple other guys on my team are fucking really good, we fucking end up winning, it's fucking, as soon as you win, like, guess what, all of them fucking, it all breaks up, then fucking, like, they get pissed, and they fucking leave the room, and they fucking quit the game and shit, and just like, yep, yeah, fucking quit like the faggots you are. But Yeah, Doom. Doom. Doom's pretty good. I'll say that. Yeah, again, a lot to talk about. And this is already almost 40 minutes. So, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. And I don't know. I'm going to take a break. So there. To keep doing this for some reason. I don't know what the fuck that was before. The Welcome Back Carter fucking thing. I don't know why I do dumb shit like that. I don't think I've even fucking seen that show. One of those deals where it's fucking like, oh, I know that, and fucking like you hear that over and over, just using and hacky jokes and like a reference to something you've never seen, but just fucking like, oh, it just seemed like insert something here. That was the first thing that came to mind. And I apologize for that. But what I do want to fucking do is just remind everybody, all my millions of listeners, that today is Election Day, and it will be, by the time I put this out, I mean, it will be like Tuesday afternoon probably, so... from Grunt Free Press, just remember to vote. I mean, I don't care who you vote for. You just make sure you go out and register to vote and do your civic duties. This is the big one, guys. I mean, as fucking as it's gonna be, what I think you know what I mean. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you who you should vote for, but I mean, it should be pretty obvious. I mean, vote for Caco Demon. That's the way to go. It was officially endorsed by the Caco Demon fucking party. Because if you don't vote for that, I mean, you just got to be a fucking idiot. I mean, come on. I mean, the whole entertainment industry is fucking all for Caco Demon. So, I don't be a fucking moron. I'm not voting for anything. I'm not fucking the fuck wasting my time doing that. Doesn't fucking matter. But Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2. I've already talked about the first one. The second one, the sequel. What a piece of fucking shit that game is. I heard it was bad. I mean, it got pretty bad fucking reviews, but then you get the we can do like Steam reviews and shit. Just hearing other people talk about it, you know, the game's got some hardcore fucking fans out there, you know, that fucking defend it, and they're like, oh, you know, the reviewers got this one wrong, and just like, I don't know what the fuck, you know, what does that even mean? I was like, oh, a fucking hardcore fan of fucking, you know, this fucking, like, whatever game that got, like, shit reviews. I mean, I'm not going to fault people. I've done it before. I do it all the time, too, of just fucking, like, this game got bad reviews. It's fucking actually a really terrible game. Like, I don't know. Metal Gear Solid 5, let's throw that out there. Fucking whatever, like, gone home. It's fucking, it's like, oh, all the critics fucking, like, oh, it's awesome. And then it's fucking, Lee play. It's like, this is fucking garbage. Or the other way around. I'm just fucking like, oh, this game's fucking shit. And then I ended up playing. I'm like, oh, it's fucking really good. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're on. But, yeah, but anyway, the Steam reviews. I mean, you know, it's probably more fucking, even more useless, you know what I mean? As much as fucking professional reviews and fucking like, ah, whatever, there's a fucking, just pretty much the same thing. I'm just fucking fanboys and fucking people who know what the fuck they're talking about or just fucking writing. I mean, it's like everything's like fucking pretty much their opinion secondary to like whatever fucking, how it's written, how they write it, like, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, they're just fucking debating pretty much. I'm fucking like, this is my side of the debate, and pretty much is how it goes. And just fucking, here's some information. No, I'm going to like defend it and like whatever. Here's fucking my score, and you can't say it's wrong because fucking like whatever, you know, I'm fucking whatever the fuck makes the professional reviewers so, their opinion so highly regarded is, I don't know, an English degree probably, man, a degree in fucking journalism maybe, but yeah, Steam reviews probably even more useless, just because Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, oh, it's got this fucking like fan base or whatever. Look it up. It's like, whatever, 90% fucking positive reviews, and fucking, you know, you read them, they're all fucking, oh, I don't know what's up with the critics, and, yeah, I mean, every fucking shitty game is gonna have a fucking fan base of some kind. I mean, everybody, you know, there's always fucking couple people who like whatever, and they're the ones that are gonna be fucking, again, with Steam, it's fucking like, oh, whatever, port of a console game, there's fucking like, most people are like, it's garbage, and, you know, who's going to fucking rebuy it when they fucking do the port on Steam? It's going to be the people who fucking, you know, again, the few that fucking like it, you know, and they're the ones that are going to fucking buy it and fucking review it and just, there's just so many fucking games on Steam. You can very easily you know, there's so many games there that you can buy, you know, to choose from that you can just pick out a genre you like or like even like, a game you like and just be like fucking like, I want more games like this, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, stay in that little fucking bubble of, you know, just go by recommendations of people who fucking like that game and of similar games and just fucking, you know, then at that point, like, oh, I like this, so fucking, if I keep playing games that are pretty much, like, copies of this, I mean, everything's gonna be good, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way it is, but, some of like the highest rated games on fucking Steam are like those gay fucking like visual novels and shit and just fucking like that aren't even fucking games and just, anime games and shit because, you know, people, I look at a screenshot and fucking pretty much like that's fucking gay and I never look at it again. You know what I mean? Cause I have a million choices. Why am I going to fucking play this gay fucking anime game or like whatever? But, if you're a fucking, you know, anime fucking Japanophile, like fucking guess what? Yeah, and you get, you're probably going to buy all of them and you're going to fucking, you'll buy them all, you'll fucking review them all. And hey, they're all the same shit. So guess what? They're all going to, you know, all thumbs up. All, you know, all of them are fucking like, you know, 90% plus fucking reviews and just, you know, every one of them. So, at that point, the fucking reviews are useless, you know what I mean? You get, like, a fucking little genre, a fucking niche fucking genre or, like, style or whatever, and everybody who fucking plays that shit, you know, everybody who likes that shit's gonna play it and like it, and people who don't just aren't gonna play it, so, you know, and again, the deal with fucking PC games, fucking, you know, PC gamers, and I'm technically a fucking PC gamer at this point, I guess, but hey, most of them, I mean, they care about is fucking, you know, is the game fucking, you know, does it technically run well, you know what I mean? Like, Well, is it a stable frame rate? And fucking, oh, what's Digital Foundry say about the frame rate? Can I mod it? Like, fucking, how many options and how many graphical options can I fuck around with and controller options and fucking whatever, keyboard and mouse options and fucking, like, oh, just like, you know, technical shit like that that is like. Really, nothing to do with the game, like fucking that, like the design of the game, or like, you know, the gameplay of the game. It's just fucking like, what are the technical specs of this game, and fucking like, how good is the port? No, what's the compatibility like on older systems, and like fucking, will it play on my Mac and on my whatever Linux, and like it's just like, no shit like that, and just so it's like, yeah, the game should fucking run, but a piece of shit that runs at whatever 144 frames a second and fucking 4K, or like whatever, it's still a piece of shit. And I mean, like, anyway, but it's fucking like, so that's like, there's a lot of the fucking PC reviews are like that. I'm just fucking like, does it run? Yeah, all right, thumbs up, cool. It runs. Oh, thank God, there it's on. You know. You get like that mentality, just fucking like, oh, you gotta support, you know, support the fucking developers who port games to PC and make sure they're on, you know, port the next one to PC. So make sure you give them a good review and fucking, oh, if they do a good job and it works, thumbs up. I mean, make sure fucking like whatever. If not, fucking thumbs down and fucking refund it and say you're gonna refund it and never, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't know. So there's a lot of like, just, you know, does this game technically run? Pretty much, yeah. Thumbs up, and a lot of them, but then it's fucking, and if it, like, oh, like, whatever, like, my reviews are obviously, like, fucking, this game kind of sucks, like, fucking, like, looks great, fucking runs great, but it sucks, thumbs down, and fucking people, well, why'd you buy it, then? Why would you buy a game you aren't gonna like? It's like, dude, like, fuck off, dude, like, eat a dick, like, it's fucking retarded, but anyway, those fucking anime games, I mean, you pretty much fucking run them on a phone, so it's fucking, you know, you're getting all, you know, you're not getting the fucking, oh, I can't play fucking Gears of War 4 on my $200 PC, why, I should be able to run it, like, fucking, like, you know, thumbs down, like, that shit, so it's like, whatever, all reviews are fucking useless, especially mine, so, there, but anyway, fucking, Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2, it's awful. Talked about fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider recently, and interject here. I'm just gonna fucking just keep doing this and stay off topic. I'm trying to avoid the topic of Lords of Shadow 2, but yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider. As I was saying, like, fuck, it's fucking perfect. But anyway, yeah, it's a little rumor. I'm not gonna spend too much time on it. Just fucking the rumor of fucking like, somebody took a screenshot of like somebody on a bus, like. Supposedly working on a new Tomb Raider game called Shadow of the Tomb Raider, I guess, and it's fucking, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like a little snippet of, like, nothing news, but fucking, it's like, oh, yeah, great, fucking really excited already, you're just fucking like, oh, man, those games are so fucking good, and just fucking, I don't know, but, yeah, I'm just, yeah, I just think it's funny that, like, oh, it looks like that's happening, fucking they're making another one, and what happened with the first fucking, that Tomb Raider reboot was, you know, it came out, and that game was fucking awesome, too, but, like, fucking, Square Enix, or whatever, the fucking, like, publisher was fucking, like, oh, you know, it's, like, everybody, I didn't hear anything bad about that, most people liked it, it got good reviews, and fucking, like, whatever, fucking people are like, fucking, Square Enix is fucking like, you know, it sold pretty well too. I don't know what the fuck. I don't really pay attention to like sales numbers, but it was up there. I mean, fucking like, whatever, 5-6 fucking million copies, which is fucking damn good, you know? And fucking, they're just fucking like, oh, you know, didn't sell enough. Fucking, you know, they were expecting like fucking like it was going to sell like whatever, like Grand Theft Auto or something, or like fucking like Call of Duty numbers, and just fucking like, oh, I didn't sell enough. And fucking like they were bitching about like, I don't know if we're going to make a sequel, you know? But I just thought it was funny that when, you know, Rise of the Tomb Raider came out, like, it was, like, Xbox and PC exclusive or whatever for, like, a year, whatever the fuck it was. But everyone's just fucking like, oh, you know, it's so dumb. Like, what a dumb fucking idea. And then it came out, and, like, that sold, it sold pretty well, too. Like, it didn't fucking, again, didn't fucking sell, like, I don't think it sold as well as even, like, the first one, obviously. It was just on fucking, you know, Xbox One and, like, PC or whatever at first, but, like, whatever, sold a couple million copies, but you didn't hear fucking whatever Square like fucking, oh, you know, fucking, oh, we didn't sell enough, like, I don't know if we're gonna make another one, just fucking like, yeah, I did that, and like, again, they had the fucking PlayStation fucking faggot fanboys of just fucking like, oh, come on, you know, Oh, it's just good. That's it. The end of the fucking franchise. Oh, it's dead or whatever. It's fucking never gonna, I'm not gonna buy it. It's not gonna sell. I'll show them by not buying it. But guess what? Like immediately, a year after fucking, before it's even on fucking PlayStation, obviously, they're fucking working on the next one and they weren't complaining about the fucking sales. So I don't know. Whatever deal they worked out, it fucking seemed to work. So I don't know. I just wanna play a new Tomb Raider, is what I'm saying. What I don't want to play is fucking Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. Yeah, that's how you completely fuck up a sequel, is where I was going. Fucking up a sequel of a reboot. The first Lords of Shadow, had decent combat. I mean, they just need to be more of it, and I was just hoping it's like fucking like the game, the world should be fucking more open and just fucking let you have more freedom and just fucking less time watching like cutscenes, you know what I mean? Just cut back on that and just give me let me go out and fucking fight some shit in a fucking castle, like whatever, and just I start playing two and just right away I'm just fucking like, dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Just one of those games you fucking sit there, you're watching a cutscene for like 10 minutes and. I start like fucking sighing and just fucking like, like I'm trying to like pay attention and be like, all right, whatever, I'll get into it and just fucking whatever. watch a movie for 10 minutes, I guess, before I fucking play the game. And I'll sit through that and just like, all right, I'll sit through this introduction and whatever. It'll probably pick up afterwards. Then you fight like fucking like three enemies, take two steps, and it's fucking like, oh, here's another fucking cutscene starting. And it's just like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. It is as bad as like a fucking like Metal Gear game, just constantly being fucking interrupted, fucking cutscenes, fucking tutorials. As soon as you learn to fucking like get a new item or a new move, it's just constantly fucking interrupting you. It's ridiculous. Again, I'm still trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. Like fucking, maybe if maybe it's a fucking just a slow start, slow start for the first hour or so. Some of the shit they changed, like fucking, like it's not this fucking like fixed like Resident Evil fucking OG fucking Resident Evil fucking camera anymore, and you can move it around like manually and shit, and it's fucking like I'm playing through, it's like these levels are like more open and shit, and they get like a little mini map in the corner, so it's like it's probably like it's bigger, probably it's plenty put a lot of shit to fucking find and shit, but. I'm like, some of that looks pretty promising, and just, after about like, six fucking hours in, it's still, still all about like not letting you play the fucking game. Fucking, I don't know. You grab a fucking collectible or an upgrade or whatever, and just like something new, or even not, just fucking, you get like gems or whatever you're picking up, that you pick up like five of them. Or whatever, it increases like your max like health or your magic or whatever, and just fucking like after like it's like, all right, I've done this like 20 times, and then fucking like you do it again, it still like freezes. Oh, this is whatever life gem, fucking find five of them. It's gonna like stop the game and like tell you, and just like sit after after sitting through like a 10-second animation to even get the fucking thing, and just lots of like, just free stop, like just take, keep taking control. I mean, you do a fucking taking control away, do a fucking, like, hey, do a finishing move on a dude. You got to fucking sit there through like, sit through a fucking 5-second animation of it, and just fucking, it's like, transform into a rat, first you have to watch this fucking dramatic moment every fucking time you do it. Even though, again, you've done it like fucking a million times. Like, hey, how about like make a shorter animation, or just fucking like don't, what I mean? Do a little fucking mist thing to fucking cover it up, and there's a rat, not fucking just like, zoom in, little cutscene of fucking him with his glowing eyes, is fucking like whatever, and just like, I don't know. It's like, Or if you want to like, I want to select different items and shit, you gotta pause the fucking game and shit, and just fucking like, all right, pause it completely and fucking like go through a wheel, fucking pick it, and then like unpause it, and just you gotta go through warps to go to different levels sometimes, and just fucking, you do that, and just every time you do that, it's like fucking a cutscene of like this fucking wolf like howling and fucking like stepping in and shit, and just it just seems like more than like half the fucking game. You have no fucking control over it, and that's what drives me fucking nuts. And Everything feels so on rails, like the platforming. Again, comparing to the first game, like that was like, Prince of Persia. You knew really precise. You knew how far you could jump, and you had all this like mobility options, and double jump and shit, and just fucking like dashing. And now it literally shows you like the path you have to take. You have no fucking control over it, no choice. It's just you'll hear and see like the swarm of bats, and just fucking like where you can jump, and just. Like a ball of fucking bats or whatever, and just you walk up to it and press jump, and he just does everything automatically. He's just fucking like up, snap to this, and fucking like that's it. And just like sometimes he fucking scoots a fucking foot over to fucking like grab the bats and like grab the fucking like ledge or whatever. And then sometimes it's like, oh, this giant fucking like 10-foot fucking leap. I mean, there's no like consistency to it. And you'll see like a power up or something. It's like, oh, it's like fucking like it's a little like a 2-foot fucking jump or whatever. You should be able to make that. I've seen this dude like fucking jump like fucking like over fucking 20 feet before, just fucking like regularly, and then it's fucking like he tried doing it and it's fucking like, oh no, it's just fucking, you just drop, and no reason you can't fucking make that fucking jump. They just don't give you the fucking mobility. It's like, oh, we don't want you to make it, so you're just gonna like kind of like peter out here. You know what I mean? Or fucking like whatever, that you can transform into like a swarm of bats. So like later on was sort of, where I was. I was like, fucking, I got that. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I can transform into the fucking bats and like go over this little gap. You know what I mean? There's no reason. It gives you enough time to do that as you're the bat. But I do that little fucking swarm of bats fucking going over this little gap, and it is fucking like the bats just fall. It's like, dude, fuck off, dude. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. This is really dumb. It's just like, oh, it's just that, they don't, no reason you can't make that. It's just fucking, you end up falling like an idiot because it's just not on the fucking, the linear fucking bat path they want you to fucking take. So, you gotta go a fucking mile out of the way for no fucking reason. So this fucking sucks. This is like awful. This story itself is fucking super cartoony, fucking anime, fucking bullshit. I mean, some of the bosses are cool and shit, and it's fucking, in the first game, there'd just be, like, these fucking, like, cool, fucking brutal fucking fights and shit, and, some of that's here. I mean, like, again, like, fucking, like, some of the fights are really good, but, then it gets all fucking, like, Dragon Ball fucking Z, like, fucking homo garbage, like, or, like, whatever. It reminds more of, like, Dante from, like, Devil May Cry, where it's just, corny and fucking cheesy and shit, and it's fucking, like, this is, like, painful to fucking watch, like, I don't know, they're terrible. And then plus the good one too is they put in some stealth sections. I mean, that's always fun. I mean, really fucking bad stealth sections. And again, it kind of almost reminds me of Metal Gear, I guess. Everything just feels so fucking like stiff. I mean, like, it's like, you absolutely have to do what they want you to do. I mean, I was talking about, transform into a fucking like rat or whatever. So you got to do like these certain fucking like dark spots and like, use the rat. you control the rat to go into like a vent or something, and you're following this fucking breadcrumb trail and just going to this fucking line. And there's one of these fucking sections, and I'm like, all right, transform into the fucking rat. And like most people, this fucking, the enemies won't spot you because, they won't spot you like they would if they fucking, you spend your time like fucking murdering these fucking giant demons and shit. But it's like, oh, now it's a stealth section. So if this guy sees you, I mean, fucking should be able to fucking murder him. But no, he's going to fucking, as soon as he sees you, he fucking kills you. It's like instant death or whatever. So it's just like, dude, what the fuck? This is really stupid. So anyway, I was fucking, transform into a fucking rat and like fucking, like sneaking by everybody or whatever. And like, you see the spot, whatever, that like your goal, like where they want you to go. And it's fucking like, oh, this is, smart. I can just fucking, I'll sneak past this guy as a fucking rat and like go in here. It's like, oh no, it's fucking through this doorway. Oh no, there's fucking no reason I can't go in, but it's fucking an invisible wall because they don't want you to go in there as a fucking rat, It's fucking, oh, you gotta go all the way around and do this fucking like bullshit and just like, you know, it feels like, oh, you didn't do what we wanted you to do. You didn't fucking solve this fucking shitty stealth section the way we wanted. So fucking nope, try again. Like fucking just, it's just a fucking shitty game. Again, I think I'm like halfway through it, so maybe I'll just keep playing it to like finish it and, you know, mix up the fucking million shooters I've been fucking playing. But it really is just fucking hard to like muster the strength, the fucking will to keep playing. It's pretty bad. But, speaking of shooters, another good one came out this week. Fucking Call of Duty, annual Call of Duty this year. It's fucking Infinite Warfare. Which came out on Friday, which, you know, that seems to be the trend lately. You know, games used to always come out on Tuesdays, and that's why I always made sure, fucking, like, you know, I always, well, what days do you want off from work? I'd always fucking, you know, give me Monday and Tuesday night, you know what I mean? I've done that for years, just so I can fucking have them, that's like my weekend, you know what I mean? So I gave up my fucking weekends like a fucking normal person, so I could fucking play games when they came out, but, I guess now I'm just an idiot, but, I think why they did ship on Tuesdays or whatever too, just because that I think a lot of that had to do with like you know, when physical games were shipping and they'd ship with fucking physical CDs and like movies and shit, so they'd all like ship together, you know what I mean? But now that everything is going digital, I mean, it seems like they've all starting to come out on Friday, which fucking, you know, that makes more sense for most normal people, most normal fucking humans, I guess, have the weekend off, so why wouldn't you want your game out and shit on Friday? So, not sure how I feel about that. It just sucks that I can't start that on my weekend, but it's like, on the other hand, at least I can play the new games for a few days before I record this bullshit, so it kind of ends up working out, but... Call of Duty. I'm not a huge fan of the series in general. I used to love like fucking like 2 and fucking, you know, 3 was garbage, but you know, I love fucking 2. I love fucking Modern Warfare 1. Then after Modern Warfare 2, I just kind of fell out of it. Just I tried playing like whatever fucking Black Ops and even like, you know, World at War and shit. People seem to like fucking World at War. I didn't really care for it. After Modern Warfare 2, is, you know, they all just kind of felt like fucking generic and just fucking, it just felt a little bit shitty to play after that. And even though I have Advanced Warfare, I gave a shot, and I like that quite a bit. But I don't know what was about that. Just fucking like, I just thought it was a good balance. Just fucking like, you know, old school. Fucking like, it felt good. Pretty much is the thing. But then again, I usually don't get excited for them. I usually don't fucking even buy them. You know, I might buy them like fucking like years later if I'm fucking like really bored or whatever. Infinite Warfare looked fucking different from the other ones anyway. I mean, specifically, it looked like fucking like Halo, pretty much. I mean, there's fucking the showing like space combat and going to different fucking planets and, you know, robots and fucking like sci-fi weaponry and shit. Yeah, maybe not like exactly like fucking like a Halo clone, exactly, but yeah, it's more like, yeah, it's like Tom Clancy Presents, you know, Tom Clancy's fucking Halo or something like that, because the game still got like the Michael Bay, like, you know, hoorah fucking military thing and, you know, big budget fucking action movie type deal going on. Pretty much that, but oh, it's in space, you know what I mean? And they make it so, like, the, you know, space, like, ship-to-ship fucking combat, like, that's pretty much, like, treated like, naval combat, like, you know, Navy fucking ship-to-ship combat, which, they leave it, like, kind of grounded, I guess, but, again, it's just internet, a lot of internet people throwing fucking shit fits over the fucking, the sci-fi thing, and fucking, oh, it's not Call of Duty, it's too fucking different, like, whatever, and... But I'm just like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. I mean, fucking on the other end of that, they're complaining, oh, it's just the same game every fucking year after year, the same shit. And then it's fucking like, oh, cool, you know, they mix it up. Maybe they are really fucking trying to make it different. Maybe they're fucking improving it, like whatever. And just fucking like, oh, it's not Call of Duty, it's too different. And fucking, it's like, yeah, you know, I like fucking sci-fi shit. You know, I didn't want a fucking another standard fucking modern Call of Duty. So it's fucking, that's what got me interested anyway. I'm like, oh, it looks cool, you know what I mean? They had that thing where they showed, like, I think, like, the last, like, E3 trailer they showed, like, fucking, just like, you know, it started off just fucking like, you know, space, the space combat and fucking, you know, people fighting and fucking floating in space. And like, yeah, you hear all these fucking like stories of people like fucking like, oh, everyone was all excited about it. And they're like, whatever, like tweeting like, oh yeah, this looks fucking cool. This game looks really good. And then fucking like, and then like, they didn't even say it was Call of Duty till the end. Like as soon as like the very end is fucking, oh, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And the same people are like, oh, it looks really cool, you know? And then after that, everyone's fucking like, oh no, oh boo. Like fucking, you know, this completely changed because it said Call of Duty. But anyway, that's what got me interested. So I started playing it, played through the fucking campaign, and it's really, really good looking game. It looks nice. I mean, just seeing fucking, you know, space and all the fucking different planets you're fucking landing on and seeing all that shit and, you know, floating around through fucking asteroid fields and fucking like zero gravity and shit. And it's fucking just all like polished, like big, big budget, just fucking graphically, you know, graphics are fucking really well done. I mean, it's fucking lots of like smoke and fire and shit and fucking, you know, the shadows are great and just, you know, faces look like they're all, you know, scanned in from real people, which I'm sure they are. I mean, that's what they do now. So it's like, people look like fucking people, you know. And just the tone of it though, the game is this really fucking weird tone, like fucking two different layers to it all the time. Is, you know, is you get the stupid fucking, you know, 80s fucking Michael Bay, whatever, stupid explodey fucking action movie, you know, you'd expect. I mean, that's fucking what you think of Call of Duty, is fucking, you know, almost like PG-13 fucking action and, you know, fun heroic, you know, fucking fighting and shit. But then it's also pretty fucking dark and brutal and, you know, it's real fucking downer, like, at the same time. I mean, you know, most of the fucking major characters, most of the major characters in the game, they fucking die, like, horribly. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, even the ones you play as. And, it isn't too much of a fucking spoiler. I mean, I should say that, too. I don't really give a fuck about spoilers. I'll fucking talk about what I play, because, again, I don't get early review copies. So if you give a fuck about the game, you probably should have played it anyway. But, yeah, I mean, Call of Duty's done that since fucking like Modern Warfare 1. I remember there was a big deal of fucking the main character dying, so shouldn't be unexpected at this point. But you know, the first guy you play as, I mean, you're on this fucking mission with three other fucking, you know, special forces dudes or whatever you're with, and go on this mission. You fucking finish it. Then on the way out, you get fucking surrounded and you're like captured or like whatever, you know, surrounded by fucking like the enemy. And it's like, you know, you watch your fucking entire team get fucking like murdered and like fucking like real fucking graphically, and just, you know, one guy gets his fucking like head stomped in by a fucking like robot or whatever, and just fucking, you know, it's not like fucking like cartoony. It's like, no, he gets his fucking like head like crushed like a fucking melon. This fucking like brain, you know, brain splattering everywhere and shit. And just like, dude, so like, I wasn't expecting that fucking level of like blood and gore and shit, but it's like, yeah, it's pretty fucking dark. You know, it's like the two tone the entire time, like fucking. Oh yeah, the campaign's okay. I mean, it's, you know, it's no fucking Titanfall 2 or anything, but it's better than Battlefield 1 anyway. I mean, what isn't? But I mean, the actual like shooting mechanics, they feel really fucking like stiff and like fucking stale and old and shit. And, you know, the AI is dumb as shit. And it's just one of those games where fucking, like, you know, you die and you fucking like reload a checkpoint. It's so like scripted, like it's so like, you know, you're gonna see the exact same thing over and over again. It's fucking, you know, old school fucking on rails fucking first person shooter fucking campaign design. You can pretty much like memorize everything, like fucking like set your watch to it, like fucking what crates the fucking AI is gonna fucking like peek over and shit, and like, you round a corner and fucking, oh, there's two dudes there, and then those two dudes are gonna be there every fucking time, like the exact same thing. And just that's fucking like real old, you know what I mean? Again, you play fucking like whatever, yeah, newer campaigns, they have more like, you know, especially again, compared to like Halo, like that's fucking what that series is known for. I mean, their AI is fucking like so like, act like fucking like people, you know what I mean? They're fucking like real like bots, like in a fucking open sandbox, you know? But I mean, again, graphically, it's good. But the way it, I find it real, the way it's like the art style, whatever. I find it really hard to fucking make out like where the fuck the enemies are. Like they don't really like pop out from the environments at all. You know, and most of the time, you're just kind of just waiting for them to like shoot at you. So you can spot a muzzle flash, or you know, you look towards like you know they give you when you get hit the give you like the red arrow or whatever like towards the shooting. So it's like I found like I was just waiting for that a lot of the time, and just you know, one of those things where it's like there's so much detail and shit and clutter in all the levels, just fucking just makes it like harder to play because of that. You know, what is cool though, I mean, there's just the amount of variety there is in the campaign. Like it's not just fucking, you know, I'm on foot fucking corridor shooting. It's they go almost like Mass Effect style. Like, they give you a map and, you know, here's a map of like the solar system of, you know, all the fucking planets and fucking, you know, there's little side missions you can pick from. I mean, there's not that many, but I mean, maybe there's like a fucking like dozen or so, but it's just like, you know, you do the optional, you know, I mean, you do them to get fucking like perks and, you know, new weapons and that type of shit. But so it's like the lightest of light fucking RPG structure to it. But again, at least it's different from like the standard, like fucking, you know, just go A to B fucking Call of Duty campaign. So, it's about the same level of an RPG as like Mass Effect 2. So meaning there's barely any fucking RPG, but the structure's there of just fucking like, oh, it's structured like an RPG. Therefore, you know what I mean? Must be, but not really. So it's still cool. It's just, you know, little side missions and fucking like, oh, you can just go through all the main missions if you want, but fucking like, here's like more shit to do. And just, you know, they're all fucking, all the side missions are made up as like two basic types. I mean, you're either, boarding an enemy ship, or you're doing like, the ship to ship, like space combat in your, whatever the fuck it's called, ship, I guess, ship to ship in your ship. But, you know, you're doing like, some of them are like boarding missions, you know, you start out, you're floating in space and, you know, fight a few fucking dudes, you take, you know, using like asteroids and shit to take cover, and you get like a grappling hook, you can, hook onto the asteroids and shit and fucking like, oh, I need cover, fucking do that, or fucking, you know, you're floating up and down and shit and just, yeah, you can use the grappling hook too to fucking like grapple people, you know, and fucking you take them towards you and you fucking like rip off their helmets and shit and fucking they just die. It's pretty cool. But then you, you know, you board the ship and it, you know, then at that point it just turns into like pretty much like standard corridor shooting and fucking like, you know, get like maybe like some like stealth options or like some, there's some cool shit like fucking like, oh, there's a fucking like window you can fucking like shoot out and like everybody just fucking like, you know, flies out of the ship and it fucking like decompresses or whatever. So that's pretty cool. But again, I just, it looks like it, like the spectacle of it's fucking great. And yeah, after a few of those fucking missions, you do realize it's like, ah, a lot of these, all these fucking levels pretty much look like identical, like all the ships like look identical to we fucking each other. But you know, whatever, I mean, it's fucking, you know, again, only a few of them, it's not like overstaying its welcome, but it is noticeable that fucking like, oh, all these fucking, you know, he's doing the same shit. But and then you get the dog fighting, the ship to ship combat, which is okay. I mean, it's fine again as like a side activity. It's not like the main game, obviously, but you get a lot of fucking like locking on, fucking auto aiming. So, you know, even though it's fucking like, you know, you have like this illusion of just fucking like, oh, you know, you get like freedom to fucking like fly around and shit, but It's really simple. It's pretty much like, you know, the Call of Duty, you know, Call of Duty fucking space combat that you'd expect of just fucking like a really simplified, you know, don't expect like fucking like Elite Dangerous or something like that, but it is fucking ambitious anyway. You know, it's almost like a whole different fucking genre in the middle of this fucking like corridor shooter. So I do appreciate the fucking variety. And again, I like fucking space shooters, like that type of like flying ship to ship fucking combat. So it's cool to see, like, you know, here's an arcadey version of it in there. So I finished up the campaign. It took me 7-8 hours, something like that. And, yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I got what I wanted out of it anyway. Then, you know, I'm pretty surprised again, just like I get the tone of it and just fucking like, it's pretty well put together and, you know, whatever. And again, I was appreciating the fucking, how I was mixing it up and all that. But so campaign was all right. So, okay. Then I tried the fucking multiplayer, because I mean that's usually the main draw. I mean, that's what most people buy Call of Duty for. I mean, again, when I have the few that I played, I'm fucking like, oh yeah, I'll blow through the campaign, but I'm like, oh, I get the fucking multiplayer, I'll fucking play for the rest of my life type of deal. And it's fucking like, yeah, let's check it out. And just Call of Duty fucking Infinite Warfare fucking new multiplayer. I mean, that shit's a fucking mess. I mean, they give you a fucking million fucking options right off the bat. Fucking, like, you know, whatever. You know, a million options for your fucking, like, rig or whatever the fuck. I mean, that's, like, pretty much, like, your base loadout. And then on top of that, it's like, oh, you know, pick your perks, your fucking weapons, and your weapon attachments, and, like, all that, which is, like, fucking, like, it's just, yeah, it's not like fucking that shit's like, oh yeah, it's kind of like standard at this point. Then, you know, then it's fucking like, oh, you're earning keys to open up fucking loot crates. You're fucking, you know, selling shit or whatever. You're scrapping this and fucking crafting and fucking crafting upgrades. Just like, what the fuck is all this bullshit, dude? It's fucking, you scrap to fucking craft like better cards and fucking better. It's like, dude, the fuck is all this garbage, dude? It's like, I just want to fucking shoot people and not spend a fucking hour trying to figure out this fucking cryptic fucking shit. And it's all like really fucking like poorly explained. I mean, trying to figure it out, and you know, the UI is a fucking like nightmare to fucking like navigate, like what the fuck you want to do. And you unlock this fucking like perk. It's like, all right, well, what is it? And fucking, it's like the description that gives you like so fucking, it's so vague. Like, I have no clue what the fuck it does. It's just like, yeah, or I'm fucking playing the game. This message pops up. It's like, hey, claw is ready. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck is a claw? Like a grappling hook? Like, what the hell's going on? So I'm like fucking pressing all the buttons, like trying to figure out what the fuck it is, and just like, you know, I'm playing on the controller and just flashing fucking prompt saying like, oh, you know, press like tab or some shit to like activate something or other. It's like, oh, cool, yeah, let's go press tab. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is awful, dude. Like, this is like really like so like shoddily put together, and it just feels so fucking like the gameplay itself just feels so fucking slow and like sluggish and shit and like outdated. And all the maps are like really like plain, simple fucking corridors. You just run around in circles pretty much, and you constantly fucking spawning like right next to enemies and shit and getting shot in like 2 seconds, and just, it's complete fucking garbage. It just looks like shit, plays like shit. It's shit. And, you know, so it's got the usual fucking Call of Duty problems that have fucking, you know, always been there. I mean, you know, campers, you get fucking bullshit like rubber banding kills where you fucking like, you know, run around a fucking wall and somebody shoots you like around the wall because the fucking like is, you know, laggy or whatever the fuck, and just, you know, that's just been going on forever. And you know, you get the trash fucking kill streaks, all that shit. But you know, but I mean, yeah, that's Call of Duty. But then it's fucking like none of what I remember being fun. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, again, even like Advanced Warfare's multiplayer is like fucking, oh, this is cool. Like, this is different, but it's still like Call of Duty. It's so fucking like fun. And yeah, Infinite Warfare is fucking multi. It just, it's all around sucks. Like, this is not fun to play. Like, this fucking just plays like garbage and it's a fucking mess. Then I even tried playing, like, I'm like, let's try the fucking zombie mode, and I played that for like a minute, and that's just a bunch of like cartoon, like convoluted garbage too. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I used to, yeah, whatever, and like the whatever it was, fucking Black Ops or whatever, I forget what the fuck it started. World at War, I think. It was fucking, oh, that's because fun, fucking just simple, like shoot zombies type of thing. But I was just like, all this fucking like garbage. Like, oh, I'll level your character up, and oh, you know, get the fucking, put the, whatever the fuck, you know, get the, lights going on this carnival, and fucking like, oh, then spend tickets and grab this shit, grab these parts. Like, dude, this is convoluted fucking shit. So I think the campaign's okay, everything, but like everything else about fucking Infinite Warfare is just hot fucking trash. So I wouldn't recommend it. Okay, well, I wouldn't recommend fucking buying the game just to play the fucking the campaign, which, hey, it's good. It's good, but fucking, I don't know. Yeah, I went in, I was trying to keep an open mind, and did you just know, you know, out of all the fucking, you know, the great fucking shooters that came out this year, I mean, this is fucking, just looking at this, like, this is the fucking weakest. I mean, it's pretty bad. There's a lot to do in it, you know. It's basically like fucking like three games in one. Like, hey, you get this like, you know, campaign multiplayer and fucking like zombies or whatever. It all feel fucking like different, but, and you know, that type of shit's fucking rare these days, where it's fucking like, it's like, ah, multiplayer only game, like whatever, single player only game. But just like two of the three modes that are there are fucking like god awful. So I don't know. Fuck that game. I don't know. But I am interested in going back to fucking, you know, it came with like Modern Warfare Remastered or whatever. You know, the original fucking Modern Warfare. So I am interested in going back to that and just seeing how that holds up fucking comparatively to this fucking garbage. But I got a feeling it's a fuck of a lot more fun still, but we'll see. But yeah, I really get a piss. So this has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. Go to gruntfreepress.com. You can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I don't know, whatever. Episode 69, lols. I need it all.